Yesterday afternoon, the CEO of Coca-Cola sent a letter to the CEO of Burger King. "Please accept my sincere apology," said the president of Coke, to which the boss of Burger King replied, "We are very disappointed." The cause of this high-powered, heavily branded, if not entirely accepted, act of contrition was the bogus test marketing 3 years ago of a product called Frozen Coke. Scott Leith covers Coca-Cola for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and joins us. First of all, what is Frozen Coke, or has it completely melted by now?
Well, Frozen Coke is a product that went into the marketplace about 3 years ago, and it is what it sounds like. It's an option in Burger King where you can buy a frozen version of Coke. It's fairly similar to an icy.
And Coke, 3 years ago, was trying to get Burger King to buy into this product, to sell it at its outlet. So it set up a test market of the stuff in Richmond, Virginia.
Well, in a way, what Coke had done is they had sold in the program, which is rather extensive and requires all these stores to buy machines on their own. The situation in Richmond involved a very specific marketing test in which Coke was trying to convince Burger King to do a promotion that would have just been used in the summer. And so what they did was they tried this out in Richmond, and the specific promotion would be that if you bought a certain kind of sandwich, you would get a free frozen Coke.
And the test market worked stupendously well, I gather.
Well, it did. It had a little bit of help in that process. What court documents have shown is that a high-level leader in Coke's fountain unit paid a consultant up to $10,000, not exactly sure how much, to go to Richmond and buy chiefly value meals in Burger King's that would, of course, come with a frozen Coke.
Presumably, there would be children involved in this. You're actually buying these meals for someone? Or?
Hard to say. It could have been done in any number of ways. There are receipts in the court documents that show everything from a couple of value meals purchased to 25 or so purchased at one time.
But you mean in the course of the summer, somebody actually, clandestinely, spent about $10,000 on value meals at Burger King?
That's what it would appear to be. You would buy the value meal and you'd get a coupon to get the frozen Coke along with it.
Well, was Burger King convinced? Did they go along with this as a nationwide promotion based on these stunning results?
My understanding is that they did, bearing in mind that this was a relatively small promotion that they did that I believe lasted for about 4 weeks nationwide.
How big a problem is this particular example for Coca-Cola? I mean, is there supposed to be honor among fast food purveyors and not do this sort of thing to another company in the business?
Absolutely. Burger King is one of Coke's biggest customers, second biggest after McDonald's in the fountain channel. And this goes beyond what it means for Burger King with Coke. Coke needs to have a good relationship with these companies because that's the basis for how these deals get done. And these are long-term deals. It's a very significant change for a company like Burger King to switch to another supplier. And so they have to have trust in who they're working with, or they can't look to go with someone else.
Well, Scott Leith, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Scott Leith, who covers Coca-Cola for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.